A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma Yud Zion, Yuma 17b, pagination 34, starting from the beginning of a line about 10 lines down, where the two dots demarcate a statement from the Mishnah. Shekohen Gadol Makriv Chelik Barosh Benotel Chelik Barosh. The Kohen Gadol has the right during the year, whenever he wants, to choose which karbanos he's going to bring personally, and also to take the first of many of the karbanos. There are exclusions, but many of the karbanos he has the right to take the first choice of the karban. The Gemara will explain that this is true generally, but when it comes to the Lechem HaPanim, there is an opinion that those showbreads, when they get divided, that the Kohen Gadol literally gets half of what's available. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Ketzed Makrib Chelik Barosh. What does it mean? How does it play out that he gets first chance to bring karbanos? Omer, he says, Ola zuani makriv. I want to bring this Ola. Mincha zuani makriv. I want to bring this mincha. Good. Ketzad notel chelik barosh. What does it mean that he takes the first choice? Omer, chata zuani ochel. He says, I want to eat this chatas. Osham zuani ochel. I want this osham. So the portion that was going to be allocated to the Kohanim, he gets first chance on it.
And this is throughout the year. He just walks in.
This is throughout the year, any day of the year. He walks in. There are exclusions. The Rambam differentiates between Kodshe Gevulin. Mm-hmm. But whatever. There are significant number of cases where he walks in and he says that of the portion allocated to the Kohanim, I'm taking first. I'm taking a significant portion. V'notel chalo mishtei chalos, and on Shavuos, when they bring two loaves, he gets one of them. And this is what we're going to be focusing on, that when it comes to the chalo, it has a different set of rules. It's not just that he gets first, he literally gets half according to one approach. Arba o chomesh mimasa lechem haponim. The opinion of the Rabbanon is that he gets four or five of the Lechem HaPanim. The logic of four or five is, as the Gemara says on the next daf, you have to know exactly how many were available to the Mishmar, to the group of Kohanim. But of what was available, he's only allowed to take less than half, according to the Rabbanon. As much as he can infringe on the Kohanim and walk in and take, he always has to take less than half. He has to still be a minority of the total. Okay, so he's going to get four or five because the number of loaves that are available are either six or five. Why do I mean six? Let's keep it real simple. Because the incoming Kohanim on Shabbos and the outgoing Kohanim on Shabbos are going to split the loaves that are available. There are 12 loaves available, so there's 6 loaves to each group, and for him to take half of what's available, so he's going to take half from the outgoing people, that's 3. He's going to take half of the incoming people, that's 3. So if you kept the math really symmetrical, he would end up with 6. The Chachamim are referring to 4 or 5 because they hold that some of those loaves didn't even go to the incoming and outgoing. They had other people to take care of. Schar HaGafas Telassos mentioned on the next daf. So he ended up with less than half of what was available to them. Good. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi argues and says, La'olam chamish. He would get 5. And again, we have to make sure we don't get bogged down on the number, but we focus on the logic. The logic is that Rebbe is holding, he gets exactly half of what's available. It's not a discretionary amount. It's exactly half, and Rebbe is holding that only 10 were being divided, 5 to each one of the mishmaros, and the other two were going like almost like a tax to a different allocation. So, but what was available, he's getting half. Shenemar. What's this whole thing by the showbreads, by the lechem aponim, that is getting divided specifically in half and not just Kohen Gadol rights like we were discussing in all the other things? Shenema, because there's a pasuk at the end of Parshas Emor, which says, "V'haisa la'aharon ulevanov," and these showbreads should be to Aaron and his children. And we darshan, "Mechza la'aharon," half to Aaron, u'mechza levanov, and half to his children. The Torah is equating them. Had the Torah wanted, it could have said, "V'haisa." To the Kohanim. It'll be to the Kohanim and let them divide it according to the rules of whatever Kohanim. Kohen Gadol, there's a special rule by him, fine. But because it equates them, La'aron u'levanov, it means equal. The Torah Tamima on that pasuk takes this to mean that there's a lesson being taught. Whenever we equate things, that when you do such an equation, got to be careful how you talk, because you're equating them. You're making them equal. He goes ahead and says that this is comparable to the Gemara in Baba Basra, Kuf Mem Gimel, where a person says to his wife, Nechosai loch vilivneich, my property should go to you and to your son. And the psak there is mechza to you, half to you, and half to the son. Because that's how people talk. If the governor gives a legislation to the community that the ashirim, the wealthy people, and the b'nei ha'ir, the general population, should come up with the money for the tax, so he says, by wording it, the wealthy people and the people of the city should come up with the tax. He could easily have said, the people of the city should come up with the tax. What he's saying is, half should be divided upon the wealthy people of the city, and the remaining half gets spread against the multitude of the population. He also mentions an interesting Ramah, the Ramah in Hilchas Nedarim, Resh Tes Zayin Zayin, says that if the announcement in a tzedakah collection was that they're collecting for the purpose of the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, they're going to build a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash, and they're making a large collection, then if they come up with money and it's not enough for both or whatever, the Ramah says you have to split it between the two. Because the wording of your collection was, you were equating them. It'll be for the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash. You have to split it. So, if this is as far-reaching or not, whatever, but it's a fascinating extrapolation from the statement of this Gemara. V'haysa la'aharon u'levanov, when it comes to lechem haponim, the rules are different. Half to Aaron, half to his sons, and it gets split according to the number of loaves that were available. It gets split according to Rebbe directly, and the Kohen Gadol gets exactly 5, not an arbitrary, not a discretionary number. The Gemara tries to figure out, Hagufa Kasha, this Brisa, is a little difficult to understand. Amrit, originally you told me that when there are 2 chalas available on Atzeres, on Shavuos, notel chalo achas mishtei chalas, you get exactly 1 of the 2. Mani, Rebbe hi. It sounds like Rebbe's opinion that you get exactly half. Da'ama palga shakil, that you get half. Ema mitziyasa, what about in the middle of the Braisa, when we started talking about lechem haponim, we said arba o chamish mimasa lechem haponim, you get 4 or 5, which is supposed to be less than half of what's available. Asan l'rabbanon da'amri lo shako palga. It comes out like the rabbanon who say, never take half, always take a little bit less than half. Ema seifa, and then you get to the seifa, which we just discussed, where that pasuk was invoked. Rebbe Omer, La'olam Chamesh, you get exactly five of what's available. It's half of what's available. Reisha v'Seifa Rebbe, so the Reisha and the Seifa are Rebbe, or Metzias are Rabbanan, the middle case is Rabbanan. That's a very odd way for the topic to be presented. Obviously, something's wrong here. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Reisha Metzias are Rabbanan. The first part of the Braisa is entirely the Rabbanan. How can it be entirely the Rabbanan? I thought the Rabbanan hold you don't get half. You have to always get less than half. Says Abaya, Modu Rabbanon Beprusa, because to give him less than half of two would give him a partial bread. And that's not honorable. The Lav Orach Aro Lemesve LeKoyin Gadol. You can't give a Koyin Gadol a partial piece of a loaf. So there, they were forced that you give him half. But normally, whenever there's room, we always give him less than half. This, by the way, is slightly reminiscent of tzedakah, where we're told that even though you can allocate your tzedakah at will to different cause, but you can't give it entirely to one cause. You have a relative that needs money. You can't give all your tzedakah to that one person. And typically, the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch by the Mefarshim is you could give up to 50%. So it's not an exact extrapolation. Are you going like Rebbe, the Rabbanan, and you have to give 50%? You don't have to. But there's this kind of concept that less than half or up to half is possible. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.